Here we go, folks, an EKN Paddock Insider, Alan Rudolph, back-to-back national championships in the DD2 Masters category. Alan, obviously trouble in the pre-final with a loose left rear wheel or right rear wheel, I believe. Everything on, tight, and fast for the main event. You were able to come from fifth, take the lead early, and really just a solid run all around.
Yeah, honestly, I had a good hot rod all weekend, as you know, and I had to keep it interesting, right? In fact, last year at the Nationals last year, it was pretty much the same thing, right? Up till the I won all the heat races and get to the pre-final, and it started raining, and we were chasing rain, dry, and I went out on rain tires, and that did not work halfway through the race, and so I fell back and had to start, I think, eighth in that, you know, final, and obviously they ended up winning that, so coming from fifth today was a good little battle at the beginning, but man, once I got around Mike Jones there, I just kind of paced myself and got a phone call from Jesse Dunham earlier, and he said, I want to see you do the fastest lap of the race on the last lap. And so I did it on the second to last lap. I tried to go on the last lap just a little quicker and overshot the carousel at the end of the straightaway down there. But anyway, the car was awesome. It was just kept getting better and better and better the whole run.
You've obviously been focusing on this DD2 Masters class for a couple of years now, which is fantastic. Last year, your first trip to the Worlds. Do you feel like now you've already obviously got the ticket to go to Team USA to come to New Orleans? Do you feel like you're going to be better prepared this year when we head down to the Grand Finals?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, being there once, you learn a little bit. One is you learn how they race much different than we do. There's obviously more carts and more drivers that are all at the top level. And you know what? What I really learned is about the racing and how you have to race and how you have to be patient. You know, like I told you before, it's hard to believe that I could actually learn something as long as I've been doing this. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about finish. And, you know, I think we have the pace. You know, I had the pace last year in several of the heat races, just, you know, kind of crap luck. And so this year I'm going to go with a different mindset. And also with the team, I talked to Richard Busclair and Josh about working together better as a team. You know, I talked to some of the Canadian guys, and they work a little bit better as a team than I think we did. You know, we did that team test, and that was neat and everything, but once we got there, it was all like, you know, fending for ourselves, yeah. And I think we need to spend more time working together collectively, the different categories.
Back here on this weekend, all in all, did everything go well for you? Obviously, working with PSL Atlantic, a great team effort, able to move forward throughout the weekend. Just really a great overall run for you.
Yeah, I can't thank Mike enough. You know, he's supported Fritz and I the last couple of years at PSL Atlantic, Mike Dobbelstein. And, you know, my dad's here wrenching on my hot rod, and he didn't put the wheel on that came loose, so he was mad. He was mad about that. But, no, these guys do a great effort. And, honestly, Fritz was trying to race this weekend, and he couldn't because he didn't have his punches, so he was here to help out. So I had Fritz tuning on my hot rod. So anytime you can have Fritz working on your car, you're going to get a good hot rod.
Congratulations. Well done. Another national championship, and we will look forward to the Worlds.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
Alan Rudolph, ladies and gentlemen, another one. He's a veteran driver, just adding to what is a long, long list of big race wins for Alan Rudolph, veteran driver in the sport, and now the Rotax National Champion for 2 years in a row.